Hi, my name is Ray Naylor, and this is the Performing Songwriter. My guest today is Andy Kimball.
Good to be here.
How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. We've known each other a good number of years.
Good long time. Sure has.
Wanted to ask you to talk a little bit about your music, how long you've been playing, writing songs, performing.
Sure. Well, I've been playing guitar for a very, very long time, to the point where I almost don't remember life without a guitar in my hand. But I think I was 7 or 8, maybe 9 years old, somewhere in there when I first started the guitar. And I think my mother showed me 3 chords to a song back then called Letter from Vietnam by a guy named Barry Sadler.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And those 3 chords, which were E, A, and B7, and my mom on a whim came in and showed me, I'll show you the song, and here's how the finger positioning goes on the guitar. The very next day, I'd use that E, A, and B7 to finger pick some old-time blues. I mean, I didn't know what old-time blues was, but I was picking it, and that's what it was. And to this day, that's what I do. Moved along a little bit, I think.
How was your songwriting?
I started writing songs on the fly. I literally started writing songs in front of live audiences because I never knew a whole lot of songs. It used to frustrate a lot of people when I was playing for fun. I'd go to a party, pick up a guitar, and I know literally thousands of songs on the guitar, but know the first lines, maybe a half a verse, and I'd stop, and everybody'd say, oh, Andy, come on, I've never heard you play a song all the way through. Because to me, it's about guitar playing, and pretty much the song goes how the song goes, you play it, and you're done. A verse, I'm kind of done. And so it came time for me to really have to start writing my own songs. So I'd be on stage, and I'd feel something, and I'd be in a certain emotional state, and I would start literally writing songs on the fly. And I'd try them in front of live audiences and get audience feedback as to how this works and how do the guitar passages attack the lyric line and how does the lyric line attack the guitar and how do those two work together.
Well, it reminds me of Richie Havens that up in with the Woodstock, where he did the song that he's known for there. He did the same thing.
Is that? See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know that. And it's funny because I was doing an interview, a radio interview. It was either WBAI, I think, or in New York, or WFUB. I think it was WBAI. And after I was done the interview, the host said, Andy, wow, I'm playing. You're all over the map with so much blues and folk and tuning. You know, I see some Leo Kaki in there. I see some Luca White, some Lightning Hopkins, some Chris Smither, and Robert Johnson, and Blind Boy Fuller. And I didn't know who 80% of these people were. Because I just do what I do. It's not from listening to other people.
Yeah.
I get on stage and I just play. And I went to home that, you know, from New York and called a friend of mine who was in the record distribution business. And I said, hey, Joe, I just did this radio show, and the guy said I play a lot like, it reminds me of Lightning Hopkins and Buka White, and he said, you know, yeah, I see it. And I said, well, I got a question, not to sound too ignorant, but who are they? And that day, you know, on his way home, we're talking cassette days, he dropped a cassette anthology of Lightning Hopkins songs, and I put it in my player, and I'm listening, I'm like, whoa.
You're a very versatile person, and I'm going to read some of this so I don't forget. You've been an airline pilot, a musician, obviously. Now you're an actor and producer, and you're working on a pilot for TV.
Yes.
And I would tell people, I said, Andy Kimball seems to fall into things. But maybe it's not that. Maybe you just look for things, go for it, and you get it.
You know something? Here's what, you know, it's to me, it's about being and committing and being who you are with passion. And that's what I decided a long time ago in life that I didn't want to go through life attached to the word work.
Uh-huh.
It just sounded so cumbersome to me that you'd have to go through your life work and then you're not working anymore and you're doing whatever. I wanted to figure out a way where I could be me and get paid every day, look at the sunrise and say to myself, I'm getting paid to be Andy Kimball. And flying is a passion. You know, I started flying when I was 16. I was an FAA flight instructor at 19. I was an airline transport pilot at 23. And it wasn't about, the paycheck and work. I was passionate about airplanes. I could be sitting here with you right now talking airplanes. Sailing is another thing. I got into sailing and I decided that, you know, I like this better than flying. And I actually made that a career to on the side. You know, I started getting involved in sailing professionally and brokering boats and helping people with their boat acquisitions. Music has been the most stable and consistent thing in my life. because I think really think down under everything, all the experiences I've had in life, music has just been this constant. It's always been there, always been there. And it's been able to produce an income for me. It's something I just do and have been able to, fortunately and luckily, I guess, to be able to do pretty well in that field and also influence others. And I think that another reason, the guitar to me is a guitar. It's a piece of wood, and it's got six strings. I've got a lot of them. That's what it is. A carpenter has a hammer and nails and saws. I've got a guitar. The guitar to me, much like the acting business and producing a TV show, is a vehicle to make a difference in the lives of other people. That's what this is about. That to me is what songwriting is about. That to me is what expressing a song on stage is about. It's not about me, hey, I wrote this song and here's how it goes and I'm going to force it down your throat because I pre-did a set list and I'm going to go down it and then I take the stage. But what if to me, if the mode, the mood, the environment, the connection of that audience to me isn't appropriate for me to do that song. Well, I might do it, but you know what I might do? I might change the whole flavor, tone, velocity, attack, tuning of that song. So now, right away, I feel that emotion that exists in space, and I play to it. And what happens right away is I now have a connection with that audience. And I think when you walk on stage to play a show, the audience is expecting, much like flying an airplane, they want to go for the ride. They want to ride, and they want to know that guy, that girl, that group on stage, they want to know that confidence, just like when you walk on a jetliner and you don't question the captain and the first officer. Mm-hmm. They want that same confidence that musician, that performer, has that ability to take them for the ride, and they gain that. As soon as that person takes the stage, they pick up their instrument and they start playing, they want that confidence and they want to go for that ride and they want to have a good time. And I think there's a skill and a technique to that.
Absolutely.
And that's what it is about for me, not about writing a song or playing the guitar.
Well, what I've said before is the reason I call this show The Performing Songwriter. Mm-hmm. It's not just the songwriting or the songwriter, it's the performing.
Yeah, well, great. Yes, and that's what it's about to me. And, you know, I'm writing songs all the time. I wish I wrote half of them down.
I know what you mean.
I would have so many, my gosh, if I could, I've probably written 1,000 songs, and I probably know 5 of them at any one time. I mean, because they come and they go, and I'm just, believe it or not, and I wish this weren't true, but if it comes time for me to sit down and have to write the words, I'm like, yeah, you know, here's a guitar part, I'll fill it in later. Yeah. I never do. Uh-huh. And there's some real good stuff in my library up here. Okay. That I just never, you know, songs in my head for years. I just never, great lines, great titles, great stories. They kind of live out there, and sometimes I pick up the guitar during a show and I touch upon them, and mm-hmm. then we see what happens after that.
Okay. We're going to take a little break, okay. And we're going to do our showcase.